DeepEnglish.com 10,000 Hour Rule, Active Speaking, Part D. With the help of two professors, Anders first ranked the skill level of the students as elite, high level, and merely good. How did they rank the skill level of the students? They ranked the skill level of the students as elite, high level, and merely good. He then interviewed the students about their lifelong practice habits and found the main difference between these three groups was the number of hours they had practiced. What did he interview the students about? He interviewed the students about their lifelong practice habits. What was the main difference between the three groups? The main difference between the three groups was the number of hours they had practiced. The merely good students had practiced an average of 4,000 hours in their life. The high-level students had practiced for 8,000 hours, and the elite students who had the potential to become stars had practiced for 10,000 hours. How many hours had the merely good students practiced? The merely good students practiced 4,000 hours in their life. How many hours had the high-level students practiced? The high-level students practiced 8,000 hours. How many hours had the elite students practiced? The elite students practiced 10,000 hours. This focus on time spent practicing over talent and effort alone as a key to elite-level success is known as the 10,000-hour rule. What is this rule called? This rule is called the 10,000-hour rule. The Beatles became popular in England in 1962 and took the U.S. by storm in 1964. When did the Beatles become popular in England? The Beatles became popular in England in 1962. What happened in 1964? In 1964, the Beatles took the world by storm. They soon became international stars and rock and roll legends, but their journey started long before. What did they soon become? They soon became international stars and rock and roll legends. In fact, some say their journey started 10,000 hours before. In 1957, the Beatles were just a lowly high school band from Liverpool, England. Where were the Beatles from? The Beatles were from Liverpool, England. Were they stars in 1957? No, they weren't stars in 1957. They were just a lowly high school band. Their big break came not from a record company or TV producer. It was from a German strip club owner named Bruno. Did they get their big break from a record company? No, they didn't get their big break from a record company. Where did they get their big break from? They got their big break from a German strip club owner named Bruno. Bruno decided that he needed rock musicians to pull customers into his strip club, so he went to England in search of musicians. What did Bruno need rock musicians for? Bruno needed rock musicians to pull customers into his strip club. The young Beatles jumped at a chance to play the strip clubs of Hamburg, Germany. What did they jump at? They jumped at the chance to play the strip clubs of Hamburg, Germany. The pay wasn't good, but they were showered with sex and alcohol, and most importantly, they got lots of time on stage, up to 8 hours a night. Was the pay good? No, the pay wasn't good. What were they showered with? They were showered with sex and alcohol. We got better and got more confidence. We couldn't help it with all the experience playing all night long. In Liverpool, we'd only ever done one-hour sessions. In Hamburg, we had to play for 8 hours, said John Lennon. Who said this? John Lennon said this. How long were their sessions in Liverpool? In Liverpool, their sessions were 1 hour. How long were their sessions in Hamburg? In Hamburg, their sessions were 8 hours. In addition to being talented, the Beatles, Bill Gates, and pro hockey stars also put in massive hours. In addition to being talented, what did they all do? In addition to being talented, they all put in massive hours. And the hours they put in are what pushes them above all the other talented, hard workers out there. Are the hours what push them above everyone else? Yes, the hours are what push them above everyone else. Look deeply behind so-called self-made men and women, and you'll likely find the same recipe of talent, effort, hours, and opportunity. What four things are in this recipe for success? Talent, effort, hours, and opportunity are in this recipe for success. Gladwell asks us to consider how the lack of opportunity for some of us is causing society to lose out on untapped potential. Do you believe that society is missing out on untapped potential? And on a personal level, how much of our own untapped potential, success, is just a 10,000-hour journey away?